Mm-hmm. And the double tree was here. That's where they pulled from, the double tree. The neck yoke held up the tongue, you know, for the shafts. Why that you don't use no the harness was right over the horse that held these up, and you didn't need no use no. You used the neck yoke for when you had two horses or more horses, but one horse you didn't use no neck yoke.
I get it. That clarifies that. At least I have some idea now what a shaft is. Okay, you break up the ground with a
plow.
And then you go over it with a
disc and a harrow.
My grandfather used to pulverize the disc. Pulverize, uh-huh.
Yes, that was in the earlier days, pulverize.
That's an older term.
Yes.
Now, sometimes they have a lot of stones in the field, and you have to get them out. You might use a...
Well, some use a scraper for that. Just it's used for ground, to conveying ground from one place to another, too, and it uses...
Does it have wheels on it, or...?
No, it just would drag on the ground.
Scraper.
Scraper.
You wouldn't call that a drag, or a mud boat.
No.
Oh, they used to drag the roads, though, with something like that to improve them and make them smoother.
Yes, with road drag, well, that is used for leveling the road and making it so it would be passable. And before, in the days of unimproved roads, why, there was lots of that done for just out of, would set just two big planks up on the, set them on, instead of not, mm-hmm. well, some. Some used the to get the ground ready with putting two of them, putting them flat, and one just over the other one like that. I remember using that at home, and then of course when we dragged the roads, while we'd set these two, we'd have to almost get some of our sticks out we got in the closet there could explain how some of those were used, put together to very what's the word I want to use now? Just something that didn't cost very much, very substantial, and yet would do the, well, of course, nowadays, why everything is our improved machinery, and it has to have a big price to it to be any much good now. That's something that's economical is another word I wanted to use. That's not done much no more now. It's all up-to-date machinery.
You would call a scraper, you wouldn't call a stone boat.
No, but that other word,
drag or mud boat.
We probably didn't have anything like that.
Not too many stones around, maybe. A little boy would get in the snow and take a ride on his
sled.
And do you have any word for that, those things that you'd put a board across to saw it? A carpenter would use them, maybe.
Yeah, the
horse
trestles and
horse. What am I trying to think of? Isn't there a
saw
horses? Yes.
Yes,
they'd use trestles or saw horses.
Yeah.
That's the same. And the carpenter would use these. Now, suppose you were just sawing up stove wood yourself. Would you use the same term? It'd be a if you had one.
Maybe we'd have.
Sawbuck, maybe? Or
yes.
That would be for stove wood, but a carpenter wouldn't use a sawbuck.
No.
He'd use a sawhorse or a trussle.
Yes.
Okay. If I wanted to comb my hair, I'd use a comb, maybe, or maybe I'd use a
brush.
I got two of them at once. Would you say them individually? I'm sorry.
Brush.
And
brush.
Okay. Okay. They were the same. I thought I detected a difference. It's not. A man wants to sharpen his straight razor, he'd sharpen it on a razor
strap.
And if you go hunting with a rifle, you better take along plenty of
shells.
With a rifle, is that?
Bullets.
With a shotgun, probably you'd take
shells. That's right.
Would you refer to bullets in any other way? Cartridges. And children play games on a board, go up, down.
Teeter totter.
Any other homemade implements like that that you used to have or remember others having? Ones
well,
that went round, for example, or call it a Flying Jenny? Or
no, I don't believe.
Merry-go-round or something like that. That would just be at a carnival, I suppose.
Although now they have some, like at our children's home out here, they have some of those, but they're not homemade.
I see. Uh-huh.
And then, of course, we had our rope swings, you know, that would mm-hmm. come from the trees.
That's just what I was going to mention, mm-hmm. swings from the...
But I think beyond that, we didn't have any homemade things of that nature. Some would have these swings on the lawn, you know, that were... not homemade though, but they were in a lawn swing. They were within a frame, and there'd be two seats that would they'd have to swing with the platform though.
You wouldn't call it a juggling board by any chance? I mean, sometimes they'd take a board and put a rope from a tree on this side and rope from that end, and then just swing back and forth on the board.
No, so I don't think we're familiar with that.
Okay, you carry coal in a what?
Coal box.